In this episode of Bear Podcast,
Christian Wright prepares for marriage equality.
Goodbye, Confederate flags.
Masked streaker pouring milk on himself.
And a cop who exposes his genitals.
All these and more coming up next.
Bear Podcast 572.
Bigger than the earth, floating through space.
Kind of concerns many of us, even gay people.
He used to be cute, but that bitch just, she needed to be slapped.
Strip cards against humanity.
And it's Sunday night, did you do the sing-along with Sound of Music?
One of them is gay and the other is straight.
I'm so gay.
Apparently he became gay.
It might be a source of sexually positive pleasure.
We worked on it, we had pleasure, that's great.
Is how it's done.
Welcome everyone to Bear Podcast. I am Nard.
And I'm Ray.
And joining us today is Keith. Yes, and he
Thank
is...
Thank you for having me.
Yes, great.
And I am...
He is the Mr.
Tulsa Bear 2015.
Yes. It's a great title. Wow. It's the event that you went to when?
First weekend in May.
First weekend in May.
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard about that. They were going, yeah.
Yeah. That's with the Green Country Bears.
The Green Country Bears. Yay!
Yeah.
So shout out to the Green Country
Bears.
Shout
out to the Green Country Bears, yeah.
Nice, okay. So yeah, but at least on the website. So, what other events? Ever since you had the title, yeah, you have so many stories about that, don't you?
There's been a lot happened to me.
All right.
Since I've won this, as soon as I got back, there was a guy on Facebook that I didn't even know on Facebook, mm-hmm. but he saw my picture and he just started talking to me and kind of opening up to me. He said he was kind of in a position where he didn't know if he was a cub or a bear.
Okay.
You know, he's kind of in the middle and whatnot. And so I just started talking to him, mm-hmm. and he made the comment how impressed he was that I took the time to talk to him.
Oh.
And I said, why? You know, and he said, well, you're Mr. Tulsa Bear. You know, why would you take time to talk to somebody
you're
like me?
You're human too, right?
And it's like, hey, I'm still the same guy.
It's a
I was
sash,
last
girl.
Weekend.
It's not a crown.
It's just
okay.
A sash, right?
It's just a sash. It's you not know? A crown.
But it made me feel good to have somebody open up to me that way.
Oh,
and that way I could kind of help him with some of his stuff.
Wow, okay. Impressive. Where's he from? From Texas also?
He's from Austin.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Oh, nice. Well, again, I should say congratulations.
Thank you.
Yes, and are you going to be there next year? I guess you're going to hand over the title.
Oh, no, this is mine.
Oh, this is yours? Okay.
This is mine.
This is mine.
They'll have to make a new one for next year.
Okay. Sorry, this is mine.
They can have this when they take it from my cold, dead body.
Okay. All right. Okay, so let's go to our weekend updates. Ray, what have you been up to?
Well, let's talk about what's on. You might want to do your weekend updates.
Oh, okay. Mine's really simple. I played softball.
I've got a role to get on here.
Oh, yeah. Ray has a lot to say about current events right now.
Yeah.
So, okay. So, last weekend I just had softball, and we won our games, both our games, and it's really under the heat. You know, our games are 12:30 and 2:30. The sun is really high, and it's really hot, but it's a good thing we won. And... yeah, just went home after that. I did get the time to watch, what is it? Dinosaur.
Jurassic Park.
Jurassic World.
Yeah.
You saw it already, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Have you seen it?
Not yet.
No. Okay. So Jurassic World.
You haven't had to go see it yet?
No. My son will not go see it.
Oh, he won't.
So, and he told me that I couldn't go see it. And I said, I got news for you. I'm going to go see it. You may not, but I'm going to.
Why is the dinosaur scarier?
There's something with the trailer that just
freaks that's
him
scary.
Out.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so I got to see that, and by the way, I know you have we have a long discussion about the current events, but I should tell you guys that this is a Father's Day special. That's why we have Keith. He's our featured father for Father's Day. So that's right. So I guess we can ask our usual Father's Day questions from before. Every year for the past 10 years, whenever it's Father's Day, we interview a father, a gay father.
Yeah.
So yeah, we you know, asking the different questions and everything. So, so tell us about your experience about being a gay father.
Well, my son is 9, but he is pretty sharp, and he picks up on just about everything. I have tried to sit him down and explain to him that I'm gay, but he didn't. I don't know if he was just avoiding the subject, or he just didn't fully understand what I was talking about. So, but he has seen enough things go on in my day-to-day life, where if he hasn't figured it out, it's because he has chosen not to. But I seriously doubt that. he did ask me the other day because he had heard the word homosexuality on TV.
Okay.
And so he asked me what that was. And so I explained to him that, you know, just like a man and a woman would meet and fall in love and they want to get married and live together, I said the same thing can happen with a woman and a woman or a man and a man. Mm-hmm. And his response was, oh, okay. And so I thought, well, I said, so how do you feel about that? He says, I think it's great.
Wow.
So, you know, it may not be that big of an issue. It's probably more of an issue. I'm making more of an issue out of it
than
what it is.
Yeah. I guess you're raising him well. Yes.
I'm doing the best I can. That's all I can say is I'm doing the best I can.
So is there some kind of a transition during your life? It's more like, or have you always been gay? I'm not saying it's a choice. Being a gay is a choice. It's not. It's usually, it really is, if you're bored with it. And I feel the same way. And mm-hmm. So even before you were married and everything, you knew you were gay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. At the time, though, it would not have been acceptable for me to have come out as gay. Mm-hmm. So I did what was the acceptable thing, and I met somebody and fell in love and got married. And I was very happy with my marriage. We were married for 31 years. But it was a constant internal struggle because I knew who I was inside, and yet I'm trying to fit this mold of being this upright, straight husband. Mm-hmm. And my wife and I had talked about it a little bit, mm-hmm. and I think she understood at some level about it. Unfortunately, she passed away a year and a half ago. And so I decided at that point then to be who I am. Mm-hmm. And I can say that I've been much happier since then.
So what would you tell for other gay fathers who are trying to discover themselves right now? Any advice?
Be who you are. It's too hard to have that kind of internal struggle where you're struggling against what your nature is versus what is expected to be. Now, it's not always going to be a painless transition, but I think in the long run, you'll be better off if you are who you are. And I think kids these days are a lot more understanding and a lot more tolerant of things than they used to be.
Yeah, I agree with that. People are growing up. Like I said, when we're eating dinner tonight, and people are growing up. People are more accepting. People don't care, right? People don't care if you're who you fall in love with, and I guess it's a good time to live now, you know, just because people are more tolerant.
Well, I got the whole Judy Garland TV show on DVD, so you can watch that with your son, and then he'll understand about being gay by the end, hopefully.
Oh,
and if he's singing the show tunes, then you answered another question.
Well, maybe he doesn't like it. I don't know.
Well, then,
the
show tune.
Yes, he likes the show tune.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yes. No, I'm just kidding. That's what somebody said. I remember somebody said one time, it's like, I don't understand what gay is. Just watch Judy Garland and then you'll understand. Okay, for all the younger audience, Judy Garland was a singer in the 60s who was just tragic. Tragic.
Oh, yeah.
And supposedly, since this is Pride Month, because of her death, it pissed off the drag queens were all crying and carrying on because that's one of the big stars they emulated at the time. And the police broke into the Stonewall Inn and the riots broke out and that started gay pride. So, roughly.
That's a whole summary. Yeah,
that's it in a nutshell.
That's it in a nutshell.
We just nailed it right there. The whole gay
Judy
history.
Judy Garland, right gay riots.
Right, there you go.
That's it right there.
Nice, Ray. How you simplify things. This is awesome. Okay.
Putting it straight out there so you understand.
Yeah. All right. Okay, so Ray has a big issue right now about current events.
Well, I don't have a big issue. I'm going to preface this with saying, I won't say
you just have issues.
Oh, I got more issues than Playboy. I want to preface this by saying, I want to make some statements, and I'm going to say some words that people get easily offended by, especially when white people say them. But I'm not going to say anything that's not the truth, that I don't believe is not the truth. And if you follow me on my Facebook profile, then you saw me say this same, pretty much the same thing this weekend. I'm from South Carolina. I grew up in the state where the Confederate flag flew above the state capitol. Mm-hmm. I grew up in a town that Southern pride and heritage was a big thing. And unless you grew up in a small Southern town, a lot of that's hard to understand. It's like trying to explain why New Yorkers love New York. It's just one of those things that's ingrained in them because they grew up in New York and it's what they know. So with that, I want to say about the Confederate flag, because it's all going on in the tragic deaths that happened in Charleston this past week. When I grew up, I knew three things about people. You were either white, black, or nigger. That was as a child, that was my basis of what I knew about people. Mm-hmm. Now, when the only thing less than what being considered what somebody called a nigger was migrant workers, which was the only other race that came into Edgefield County besides white or black at the time, and they were to pick peaches which is its own form of slavery, and then got shipped out as soon as peach season was over with, and they were treated even worse. So now, saying that, growing up in the South, that's what I knew as a child. And as I got older, I realized that the differences between white people and black people aren't as big a difference as most people think they are. Yes, there are some way people act and different things just about the culture that you're brought up in. But one of the things as I got older and that I put in my Facebook post this weekend is that in 47 years, I still don't have a definition of what a nigger is. Mm-hmm. Because it's a derogatory term, just like fag. Any other slang we use, and it's the same word we hear on the radio every other day, depending on what song's on or what's playing or what radio station you listen to. So it's very hard for me to and I understand where the association comes between the Confederate flag and slavery and the Civil War, which was probably the most deadliest war that this country's ever seen, and hopefully will ever see, because more people died in it than anything. And it was over principles and stuff that 150 years ago, that was critical to the people's time. I look at it this way now. It's 150 years later. We don't need a Confederate flag flying at a state capitol. I don't have a problem with it flying in people's yards. It's their personal choice. Sorry
about that.
See, the dark side's calling. But I guess to sum it all up, it's time to take down those symbols that a lot of people see as hate and prejudice. And it's not that that's a symbol of that. It's what the people behind it make that symbol. It's just like the cross. People exist in Christianity and the cross and what it's done with Muslims and Muslims seeing different things like that. So it's, to me, it's in that same format that people have made an image, something bad, and it's not always considered that. But it is time to take it down and move on. The flag belongs in a museum where people learn about the history so it doesn't get repeated.
Not to be flashed around.
Yeah. And it really, really saddens me that somebody would walk into a church and take 9 people's lives because of a race issue, because they felt like one race is better than the other. And I think that is one of our country's biggest problems now. I don't think we have to worry about ISIS. No. We don't have to worry about any other country coming in and doing to us, because if we don't get our shit straight here, we're going to tear our own self apart, and they're going to be able to walk in and do whatever they want. So that's kind of how I look at this. And I think it's time that we really start having dialogues about the names we use, what we call each other, whether it's nigger, fag, bull dyke, any kind of hate speak that we do. And we do it a lot. I mean, me and Maynard do it to each other. And we're usually joking around, and there's not hate behind it. We just do it because we think it's funny. But we also got to look at that outside of our little bubble. It's not that funny. So after this week's events, I think it's time that this nation and everybody starts talking to each other and look at this, because I don't think it's acceptable to walk into a movie theater and start shooting it up. I don't think it's acceptable for kids to walk in schools and start shooting them up. I don't think it's acceptable for people to walk into a church and start shooting it up because of their beliefs. I think everybody needs to learn to accept that everybody's different. That even though we don't understand those differences, they're a human being and their life is worth something. So that's my take on what happened this weekend. This week, past week. So
very good.
Very good, Ray.
So thank you.
Okay. Now we can move over to our more important topics. Let's talk about Father's Day.
That's right.
Which the other topics weren't important, but this Sunday, past Sunday, was Father's Day. Mm-hmm. I got to spend it with my father-in-law. It was nice. He's 89 years old. It was great to have him around and spend the day with him, watch him nap most of the day. So, but it's good. So,
okay. Well, I should say on my part, I lost my father back in 98. And I just arrived here in the U.S. And not even a month that I'm here, I was here. My dad died in California. And you know what? I should tell you guys, I wish, of course, like I always wish that he was alive still. And I wish that I could tell him, and I want him to see me now as an adult, as an older adult, you know, that, you know, I'm all gay and everything, and what I've accomplished, what I am right now, and meet my partner, Mike. And I just feel sad that my dad won't be able to see that.
So, oh, he sees it.
Oh, he sees it, yeah. But, you know, I wish he would be, you know, somebody I could talk to. You know, those adult conversations, I never had those adult conversations. No, never. So, yeah, you, especially you have your son. Oh, my God. Of course, when he grows older, you get to talk to him about these adult things. And that's why one of the things I envy with people who are of my age, and then they get to talk to their fathers and ask him for advice. Or I didn't have that. Well, I have Ray here. Of course, I have Mike. Yeah, so
he's older than me.
No, what do you mean? Wait a second. What lifetime is that? How about you? Did you call your dad this father's name?
My father's
the father. Okay, all right. So you're.
But so what I did though, I made a special day.
Okay.
It also coincided with the summer solstice.
Yes.
So.
Oh, that's right. That's
so right. We had a special fire. We had a bonfire, and what we did is I had little cones of incense, and so we would make a wish for what we hoped for the coming year, mm-hmm. and then throw that into the fire. As an offering or whatever, yeah. So that the smoke would go up to the universe. And,
yep.
Mm-hmm. And then we roasted marshmallows, and we had a real good time.
Oh, okay.
And what I will say is, I want to be the kind of father for my son that I always wanted. So, and so far it's worked out pretty good. He's pretty open with me. We talk about all kinds of stuff. So that's really good. But we had a great Father's Day.
Yeah, that's good.
So you're clinging on to that until it becomes a teenager.
Yeah, I'm milking that until he can't stand the sight of it.
Yeah. Okay.
And then all bets off until about 22, 23.
That's right.
That's right. Well, Dad, I made the mistake, Dad.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
You wait for that. Well, I hope he doesn't make mistakes.
I hope he will. I'm sure he will because all of us did.
Yeah.
Yes.
All of us make mistakes.
That's right.
Some just are bigger mistakes than others.
Yeah.
So. Luckily, most of them didn't involve the law.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not the laws, as I said. The laws.
That'd be interesting. So. Okay. So, why don't we move on to one of the entertainment topics that we have here, Ray?
Well, today it was announced that Tom Holland was cast as Spider-Man, so we have a new Spider-Man to watch now.
Is he this picture guy?
That's him, yes. He looks like he's a little jailbait looking Spider-Man. and Tom Holland, once you see his picture, you probably recognize him. He played Billy Elliot on the London stage.
Really?
Yes.
That's why he looks familiar.
But the movie that had, and I can't remember, I think it was The Impossible, that had Nicole Kidman, what's his name, Obi-Wan Kenobi from Star Wars.
Oh, Ewan McGregor.
Ewan McGregor, that talked about the flood that hit Thailand or whatever it was about 10 years ago.
Oh, and all tsunami.
Tsunami, yeah. And all the people got washed out. He was the older son in that movie.
Oh, there's a movie. Wow.
Yeah, so there's a whole movie that they did. It's an incredible movie if you ever watch it. I think it's called The Impossible. Okay. Because all the people that died, their family survived and got back together after they were completely separated for almost a week. But anyway, it looks like actor Tom Holland's been cast as the next live-action Spider-Man. So they had made a report earlier this year that they were taking Peter Parker back to high school. So with Tom Holland being cast, that kind of triggers that because he looks like he's, what, 12 in that picture?
Yeah, he's really young.
So Holland is he's actually 19, but so he's not really jailbait. Holland is 19-year-old English actor who was born in Kingston-upon-Thames, United Kingdom. He's best known for playing the lead role in Billy Elliot, the musical at Victoria Palace Theatre, London.
Starring
in the movie The Impossible. Oh, that is. They do have it in here, the movie The Impossible. He also played Gregory Cromwell in Wolf Hall TV miniseries, which I assume was a BBC miniseries.
Wait. He's British?
Yeah.
Well, he's English, but then, you know, Peter Parker is from New York. He's a New Yorker.
Well, I guess Garfield is British, I think.
Well, I guess you're right, yeah. Well, at least he's going to be... He's an actor.
He's an actor.
Right.
He's
He has to act like he's a goofy teenager, and he crawls on walls and shoots webs out of his hand. So, Holland will become the third actor to play Spider-Man in a big-budget motion picture following in the footsteps of Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield. Maguire starred in the first three Spider-Man movies, while Garfield starred in the most recent two Amazing Spider-Man movies. So,
and now it's going to be...
Sony's
rebooting.
Resetting all this stuff. Well, that's because Sony don't know what the hell they're doing, but they own the rights to Spider-Man the movie right now, so that's it.
They just keep rebooting it.
So, we'll see eventually... But they've made a deal, so Spider-Man may appear in the Avengers or the crossover series with the Avengers movies.
You're into sci-fi a lot?
Yes.
What's the latest movie did you watch that is a sci-fi film? Wow.
Wow. Oh, man, I wasn't expecting that question.
Yeah, okay.
He was expecting about talking about being a dad.
That's right.
Yeah. The latest movie I saw was Inside Out.
Well, that's kind of...
That's kind
Isn't
of
that sci-fi?
Science, that's kind of science-y, fiction-y.
It's animated, that's right.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, it's right. We wasn't talking about that. Inside Out. What, did you enjoy it?
I did.
That's the one where the voices are in the person's head.
Yeah. They're all the different feelings
are
there in her brain.
They had a TV show about that when Fox first kicked off. What was the name of it? It was called Somebody's Head.
Oh, really?
Remember?
Yes.
And they had like the three, they had the fat guy that played like being a lazy bum, and then the girl that played like whatever, and then there's the angry one.
Oh, I don't remember. I didn't get to see it. This Fox.
It was on when Fox first rolled out a long time ago.
I don't
know. Somebody,
Herman's Head.
Herman's
that's
Head. That's,
oh,
so.
That's it.
Sounds familiar.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay. So are you recommending it to be seen? Can it be seen? Can we wait for it in cable? Or.
It was good. I don't know that I would go back and see it again.
Okay.
But it was very good. It was very interesting. There's a lot of, like a lot of the latest animation movies, there's a lot of stuff in it for kids, but there's also a lot of stuff in it that adults will catch.
Oh, that's right. Is there? Did you say there's a gay reference?
Yes, there is a gay reference in there because, you know, the family moves to San Francisco.
Okay, go figure.
And so,
all right, things are gay there.
One of the feelings, you know, the feeling of fright, I guess he is, says something he's all worried about, bears in San Francisco. And the other one says, there are no bears in San Francisco. Well, there was this big hairy guy, but, you know, he was not a bear. And so, you know, I laughed. And
only
certain people will get that joke.
Yeah. Only, yes. That's true.
That's when you listen to the theater and see who's laughing. You're like, okay, I know what you know.
Yeah.
There's the other gay dads in the theater.
That's right.
I'll probably watch it. I think I'm gonna enjoy it.
It's interesting to me. It's the way your feelings and what this discussion that goes on in your head all the time.
Okay.
And I thought it was very interesting from that aspect.
Okay. All right, we'll check it out.
I watched Big Hero 6 this weekend.
How did you like yesterday?
I liked it.
It's pretty good, but to me, I'm kind of biased because it beat How to Train Your Dragon 2 on the Oscars. So I'm kind of biased because the director of How to Train Your Dragon 2 is a bear. He's a gay bear. So,
oh, okay.
A friend of a friend. So we know him. So
yeah,
he used to go. He would go to TBRU.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he goes to TBRU. Wow, I think he went twice before. Yeah. Anyway, so what's right with him? Now it's time for the gay, the geek, and the bizarre.
Okay.
Yes, I was telling Keith here about. What is this segment? We have a segment here called Gay Geek and Bizarre. We talk about one gay article, one geek article, a few, and it could be one or two stories. And we have, there's a geek one because I'm kind of a geek. I like tech stuff and whatever is going online. And we're like talking about bizarre things, like weird things. I like the weird things that we're going to talk about today. It's the bizarre things.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
All right, on with the gay.
On with the gay.
Okay, so we know either this. End of this week, first part of next week, Supreme Court's supposed to rule on marriage.
Yep.
Now, everybody's been dropping hints from the Supreme Court and people trying to read into all this stuff. One of the good ones today was that, based on what Scalia had said, is that people will have the right to marry, but the state defines what rights you get with marriage now. So you can get married, but like if Texas doesn't want a married couple to have rights without having to have all legal documents and all this stuff. Like normally most people will, like you might, because y'all would be married.
Yeah.
You still wouldn't have this state of Texas could change the legal rights of what defines marriage as far as y'all wouldn't have the right to see each other in the hospital and all that kind of stuff.
They can still do that?
Well, the article was talking about based on some clues that they thought he had dropped. So it'll be interesting to see when it all finally happens, what's going to happen. But the Christian right prepares for a rival of gay marriage equality by doing even crazier things. So here's a couple today that's come out this week. The Southern Baptist Convention, praise Jesus. During the Southern Baptist Convention annual hate fest on Monday, Pastor Ronnie Floyd proclaimed, "We are in a spiritual warfare." He preached, "This is not a time for Southern Baptists to stand back. Since we're in the middle of multiple battles raging across the Middle East, maybe the war metaphor was a bit, well, extreme insulting. Plus, it's a war, Ronnie, baby, it's about to lose big time." So, yep. Two, concerned neighbor calls grieving widow relentlessly gay.
What does that mean?
I don't know, but she liked to leave that note, and it's been posted all over Facebook. On Wednesday, Julie Baker, a widow and mother of four living in Baltimore, received a nasty note from a concerned neighbor condemning her for stringing a set of rainbow-colored subtle lights across part of her front yard. The note threatened police action if she not toned down her relentlessly gay behavior. In response, Baker launched a GoFundMe page and raised over $30,000 in a single day to buy more rainbow swag for her garden and maybe even a new roof. The third thing this week,
wow.
A couple that is threatening to break up if gay marriage is made legal had over 175,000 people RSVP to their divorce. Nick Jensen and his wife Sarah had the brilliant idea of dissolving their 10-year union if gays are allowed to get married, because mindless divorce is such a Christian idea. The dim-witted duo claimed that by changing the definition of marriage will, in years to come, have an altogether different sense and purpose. We no longer wish to be associated with this new definition. This week, a Facebook event page was created celebrating the Jensen's impending divorce. So far, over 175,000 people RSVP'd to the party.
I read somewhere that this couple, although, yeah, they want to do the divorce because of gay marriage, and I think it's kind of ridiculous. They can't. I think legally they cannot. They should have a reason. And one of them would be because of infidelity and stuff like that. But you cannot make a reason that I'm getting divorced.
Well, it depends on what state they're married in and the laws of the state when they get divorced. Because some states you have to state a reason, like adultery or whatever, to get the claim on divorce. And if you can't come up with one, then you can't get divorced.
So that's their problem. Yeah. I mean,
in some states at one time were doing that thing, a regular marriage or a strict Christian marriage, where if you did the strict Christian marriage to get divorced, you had to go through all these hoops. So it was interesting. So anyway, number four, a DJ refused to play at a gay man's 60th birthday bash.
Wait. He's a DJ.
Yeah.
Are some DJs gay?
I think there's gays everywhere. Speaking of parties, Danny Tuscuzninis, I think that's how you say his name, just wanted to do something special for her roommate's 60th birthday. So she did what good people do, planned him a party. But when she called Ultrasound DJs in Gaithersburg, Maryland, about providing music, the company's owner, Michael Lampris, told her, "We won't be able to do it. We're a Christian organization, and it would go against our faith. I'm sorry.
What?
We ought to obey God
that's
rather than men."
Silly.
Evidently, the Bible specific for him is Christian disc jockeys from laying down speed at gay men's birthday parties. Which I think, personally, he owns a business. It's his right to refuse business if he wants to.
Yeah, that's okay.
I think,
but he doesn't have to make it for that. All he has to say is we're booked up.
We're booked
we
up.
Can't
that's all
do
you got to say.
But no, he has to prove his Christianity
just like
by being so, you know, making sure that they know that what you're doing goes against my beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think is the most asinine thing.
Yeah. All you have to say no.
All you got to do is say no.
If people are giving you money and you don't want to take it, just say no.
Just say no.
So, Rick Santorum is back at it. Rick Santorum promised that if he is elected president in 2016, he'll ensure all children are raised by parents of the opposite sex. None of this two dads or two moms or single dad. So you're out, man.
I guess. I'm out.
So you don't have to worry about dealing with those teenage years. The government's going to raise them.
Okay.
He's also said that if the Supreme Court strikes down gay marriage bans nationwide, that doesn't mean we won't fight and try to push back, both as the Congress should and as the president should, as a co-equal branch of the government.
You know, I wish he would win the nomination for
I don't know. There's so many damn crazies on that ticket right now. So.
Yeah, well, I'm not nomination for the Republican Party. So if he's going to be the contender for the presidency. So.
1 million, and number six, the last one this week, 1 million moms versus enjoy Chobani yogurt in bed. When our favorite right-wing mom saw Chobani's latest TV commercial featuring a lesbian eating yogurt in bed while a lover sleeps beside her, it got busy. Chobani should be ashamed of their latest commercial for attempting to normalize sin by featuring two women naked in bed together.
Was he really naked?
I don't think so. I'm sure they had clothes on. The commercial not only promotes same-sex relationships by including two lesbians, but also same-sex marriage because the two women were wearing matching wedding bands. Oh, my God.
Oh,
bro.
God.
No, not that.
So anyway.
it should be better. It's an unmarried couple laying in bed eating
a
yogurt.
Yes, that's right.
Because that's not offensive.
That's right.
Sorry.
All right. Let's go to the geek. Okay, this geek article is actually very near to Ray's heart, pretty much. Well, it's the topic about it. So it's about Amazon, eBay, and lots of other stores. So Amazon and eBay and others stop selling Confederate flags, which is a great idea. It's going to be a big,
when you get in the flag making business.
Yeah, no. So many prominent online retailers have vowed to remove all items bearing the Confederate flag from their websites following a mass shooting last week at the historic black church in Charleston, South Carolina. So far, eBay, Walmart, Sears, and Kmart have announced plans to stop selling Confederate flag merchandise online and in their brick-and-mortar stores. CNBC reports that Amazon and Etsy, Etsy, the one you go online and
sell your own stuff.
No.
That's a different one.
Yeah.
Okay.
you go online and ask for something, and somebody might make it for you, something like that, right?
Yeah.
Something very specialized.
You have your own storefront where you can sell the stuff that you make.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
Yeah. So Etsy, I guess nobody can actually request for, hey, can you make me a Confederate flag? I guess they can't do that anymore. Okay. So CNBC reports that Amazon and Etsy will also remove Confederate flag items from their online marketplaces, though the companies have yet to officially announce any plans. So in addition to these online retailers, prominent U.S. flag maker Valley Forge Flag today promised to stop producing and selling Confederate flags, Reuters reports. So the update here also is Google says it will remove content containing the Confederate flag from Google Shopping and ads. Wow. That's a big advancement. So the Confederate flag is generally perceived as expressing hate toward a particular group and therefore violates Google's ad policies, the company says. So online retailer Newegg, I buy stuff at Newegg too once in a while. Wait a second, they sell computer stuff. How could there be any Confederate flags?
Those Confederate flag computers.
Yeah. Mouse pads.
Okay, you're right. Mouse pads.
So is Amazon going to quit carrying Dukes of Hazzard?
Probably. Who knows? Maybe.
Oh my gosh!
Or they take out the Confederate flag.
The Confederate flag's on the car.
That's all over the
place.
Yeah,
I know. Not too bad. So online retailer Newegg is also removing Confederate flag merchandise from its website. A Newegg spokesperson offers the following statement to Engadget: Newegg doesn't sell items featuring the Confederate flag. Additionally, we will remove all items incorporating Confederate flag imagery for our seller marketplace. So yeah, it's good that these tech companies are getting rid of these.
But Walmart's going to lose like most of their merchandise in most stores.
Yeah, they'll lose a lot
because like half their T-shirts are all like Confederate flags or skulls or hunting with the flag in the background and stuff like that. So
right now, if a person wants to get a Confederate flag or a Confederate flag T-shirt, he has to go to buy it from a white supremacist website or something.
I don't think so. I mean, I'm sure there'll be other resellers that pop up that still sell Confederate flag because I think that it's not going to be completely banned, and I don't think the flag should be banned. I just think it should be taken down off prominent places. Now, if you want to go buy a shirt with a Confederate flag on it because you're a Lynyrd Skynyrd fan, then you should be able to. So, but if retailers don't want to carry it, that's fine. I'm sure there will be other retailers that come up and make money on the profit of Confederate flag, just like it's capitalism, baby.
Just like everything else.
Yep. So. Okay, Ray, this is one's a good... Okay, we have two bizarres here. Okay, so we're going to... I like this one. I like the other one, too. So.
You want me to do this one? Okay.
I like the other one.
Yeah. I'm on fur. Screams a mass streaker pouring milk on self in Walmart. I'm on fur. According to WOWK-TV, two men were arrested in Kentucky. Okay, that says a lot. This weekend, after filming a video, one of them runs exposed through Walmart wearing a Halloween mask while dousing himself in milk and yelling, I'm on fur! I'm on fur! Pike County Sheriff Rodney Scott says Timothy Smith and David Daniels are guilty of indecent exposure for making the prank video uploaded to YouTube on Wednesday. I wouldn't want to go into Walmart and see somebody walking around naked or running around naked. Have you not been to Walmart? Scott told YMMT on Friday. So they need to go to jail.
Yeah.
The original video, which shows nudity, has since been removed from YouTube. The first question I would have to be was why, Scott said. Why would you want to do it? Well, why not? And if you haven't seen the video, the guy that's running around pouring milk all over says kind of a bearish hairy guy.
Oh, is it?
Did you
not watch it? Took it out? I haven't. Because...
Look at the video. That's why I put it on there so you go look at the video. He'll post the link on there.
I'll post the link. Okay. There is a meme out there. You know the planking? Have you heard that? There's planking. There's owling. And what else? There's the Harlem Shake. These memes online. Yeah. And there was also a meme before with milking. People going to grocery stores, taking a video of themselves, and then pour milk on their heads. Going out of the... There's a meme that went around that way. So,
there are too many starving people in the world. If you're going to waste a gallon of milk, buy it and give it to a homeless person. Jesus.
Exactly.
Unless you live in a city where that's banned. It's against the law.
Well, how about... What?
Unless you live in a city where it's against the law to give food to homeless people.
That's right.
Really?
Really.
Yes.
But we're a Christian nation.
God bless
you. Amen, Jesus.
Okay, so next one is, okay, I like this one. Cop had pattern of exposing his genitals to motorists during traffic stops. So this is Newton, New Jersey. Okay, younger male road motorists got more than just a ticket when Officer Jason Miller pulled them over for traffic violations.
See, you're too old.
I'm too old for this, yeah. It turns out that Officer Miller was pulling down the zipper of his pants and exposing himself to these motorists, reports say. He has been suspended from the Newton Police Department after being a patrol officer for over a decade. So the exposure of his groin area happened during multiple traffic stops, according to reports. Wow, he's had time for that. Some of the exposures were caught on his own dash cam. Oh, no. In his own dash cam. Is he dumb? Maybe he's doing it. Officer Miller has been charged with 2 counts of official misconduct and only 1 count of lewdness. Just one? Investigators were notified of the acts back in October 2014, and they actually caught Officer Miller. How would you feel if a police officer pulled you over and not only took your hard-earned money away in the form of a traffic ticket, but then also pulled down his zipper near his genitals and exposed himself to you without your consent? I'm sure people.
Well, it all depends on how cute he was.
But yeah, it depends. It depends.
Well, and I would think if he's going to do that, the least he could do is tear up the ticket.
That's right.
Yes, that's right.
You know.
Okay.
And if he's really cute, we could go tit for tat.
Okay, it's as if these cops have zero respect for citizens. They only get slaps on their wrists like suspensions. Evidently,
it was only a misdemeanor anyhow.
It's a misdemeanor. Evidently, many of the motorists who were exposed to Officer Miller's genitals were allowed to leave without getting a ticket. Oh, there you go. I'm going to write you up a ticket, but if I show you my dick, I'm going to tear this ticket off. Yes, please, officer. Okay. So suggesting that the sole reason why he pulled these people over so you can show them his genitals. I'm pulling you over, but I'm warning you. I'm going to give you a ticket if you don't see my cop. So he is due to be sentenced in August of this year. Oh, my God. This is awesome. Sometimes I wish I was in New Jersey now. If I get to catch this cop, that'd be awesome. Okay, so I guess that's the end.
That's the end of the show.
Keith, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. It was a lot of fun.
Happy Father's Day.
Thank you.
And I'm glad you joined us. And if you have comments, if you want to email us at show@bearpodcast.com.
Or give us a call and leave us a voice message at 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR. Leave us a voice message. We would love to play it on the show.
And subscribe via iTunes, Vimeo, and YouTube. And you can listen to the show on Bear Radio Network and Stitcher Radio. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And go to the official website at bearpodcast.com. Thank you, everyone, for watching and listening. And we'll catch you guys on the next episode of Bear Podcast. Many wolves and many hugs.
Woof, what a bear. Podcast your ass. Woof, what a bear. Woof, what a bear. Podcast your ass. Woof, what a bear.